It is official. The XFL season has been officially canceled. And they also put it out in a release to all their social medias. A thank you to our fans. The COVID-19 pandemic and most recent local and state regulations have left the XFL no choice but to officially cancel the remainder of the 2020 season. This decision has been made with the health and safety of the entire XFL family as our top priority. While we are disappointed to not compete in the 2020 season, our hearts are full of all appreciation from your overwhelming support, your passion, your commitment to your favorite XFL team, and the love of football made our season a success beyond our widest dreams. We're grateful for an incredible response and look forward to playing full seasons for you and with you in 2021 and beyond. When our teams return to the field, we'll make every effort to ensure your faith in us rewarded with even more fun and excitement, your passion and our purpose, and everything we do every day and for every season to come is for the love of football. We hope we will stay connected to our league and team social and digital channels for news, features, and updates along the way. From all the XFL, be safe, stay healthy, and again, thank you. Here's to 2021. Is also signed by Oliver Luck and Jeffrey Pollock as well. So the XFL season's officially canceled. I kind of proposed the idea of maybe they're going to come back for, I guess, the postseason, but that's not going to happen. But as starting on Monday, XFL players can officially talk with NFL players. As the NFL released a statement saying, oh, you can't, don't mess with XFL players until Monday due to contracts with the XFL. They didn't want any, like, I guess, any type of suing going on. But here's the idea for this podcast, for this part going up to YouTube. The XFL players that could be actually heading to the NFL, and I'm also going to go give you one player I want to make the NFL because of just a long hardship. But that those 10 players that could actually make NFL roster, let's just start off with it. Cam Phillips, Houston's wide receiver. He can easily make a roster for any team. I feel like if they need a wide receiver help, and the team that could easily have or need that wide receiver help is a team that's not looking for wide receiver one. They'll probably get it into the draft, but Las Vegas. I would not be shocked to see if Las Vegas tries to offer a contract up to Cam Phillips. You saw how big of a playmaker he was through the 5 weeks that the XFL actually played. So it wouldn't be surprising if you can get a guy like Cam Phillips on a team, and he deserves to be on an NFL team. When I'm giving you these teams on here, it's just my prediction. I'm not 100% correct on any of these, but this is where I want to see these players go. Next player on the list is P.J. Walker, and already there's been teams sparked interest in him, such as the Denver Broncos, Seattle Seahawks, and the Arizona Cardinals. And honestly, these would actually work out. Arizona Cardinals need a backup quarterback to Kyler Murray, and he has that same almost build, except I think they might be the same height, to be honest. So he might be able to fit in that system, or the Denver Broncos are looking for a backup quarterback to Drew Lock since they've just released Joe Flacco. Seattle Seahawks may be a little bit indifferent on it, but still that same build of player, the same not type of athleticism. Maybe Russell Wilson has more athleticism than P.J. Walker. I won't know until they see him side by side, but these three teams could be perfect. Another team that I think could actually scoop him up is Tampa Bay. That's what my end game is, Tampa Bay for him. He can be backup to Tom Brady, and Tom Brady can possibly groom him for the 2 years he's there in Tampa Bay. So P.J. Walker, you are actually going to be looked at by a lot of teams. Another player on the list, number three, is Donald Parham, the tight end for Dallas. He's shown that he can catch anything that's being thrown to him, if it's Landry Jones or if it's their other backup quarterback. And a team that I can see Donald Parham going to is Tampa Bay. Luis Perez, as the only team that I believe he's played for, is backup to Jared Goff in St. Louis. So he's a gamer, and I know that he only started two games for the Guardians. So he's just a guy that can keep you going, keep you in pace. So I feel like Luis Perez can make it on the Philadelphia Eagles. It'd be interesting to see him actually at the backup there. Nelson Spruce of the Wildcats, I can see him being in Minnesota. He's a guy, if he actually played and if he was healthy through the time, that he was able to be a playmaker. He was able to be that target for Josh Johnson, and it worked out that way. And now going on to the next person, Josh Johnson, I can see him being in Arizona. He's a guy that, when he played for the AAF, the Redskins poached him off the AAF teams So he's a guy that's versatile. He's been on many, many teams in the NFL, and he's a good backup quarterback. Heck, if you can even make him a starter, give him the right personnel, make sure he's not, like, make sure that the coaches aren't arguing in his headset. Just play football like he did with the Wildcats on their last game, was calling up to the head, like, hey, coach, stop arguing. Yeah, Josh Johnson's going to bring you that fiery aspect, but also if that's not good to see on tape that he's telling his coaches to quit arguing, and that, you coaches are going to look at that and think, okay, this guy can't last here. Kenny Robinson, St. Louis's defensive back, he's a guy that can be a fiery impact. He's the only player that was eligible to – that had a year of eligibility left until in college until he would just jump ship to play in the pro XFL league. So he's a guy that I believe can be drafted. He's also a guy that can also sign with other teams, which I wouldn't be surprised. Like, it's always cool to be drafted, but if you're able to get a contract right now quick, it won't be no draft contract bonus type thing. But he's a good, solid player, very young too, that has raw talent that can actually easily upgrade. He was only going to be in the XFL for one season, I believe, anyways. But a team that needs some help on their secondary, such as the Kansas City Chiefs or such as a Las Vegas Raiders, those are two teams that could easily fit plays for Kenny Robinson. Mornay Pearson-L, the slot receiver for St. Louis. I think it would be easy to think that he's quick, he can catch the ball, and a person that can get the bird of the ball quickly, or he has to just scramble around and throw it to a wide receiver that can create space for himself, such as Mornay Pearson-L can actually do that for himself as well. Kansas City, I think Patrick Mahomes can fall in love with a wide receiver like Mornay Pearson-L. Anthony Johnson, an edge rusher for the DC Defenders, he's going to be a guy that's going to be looked at thinking that people are needing an edge rusher, maybe a backup edge rusher, and I think he can make an impact. He has a ton of swag that he brought from L.A. to Washington to play for them. Once that trade happened, he's a guy that can easily make a big impact at a given notice, and if he can just stay off of getting the offside penalties, then or defensive encroachment penalties, that will help out his stock a little bit more. Next player, Rashad Ross from the DC Defenders. I can see him being a Washington Redskin once again. He's a guy that can create space. He's quick. He's agile. And he has really great hands when he's thrown to him. If it's not Cardale Jones being thrown to him, he has really great hands. Austin Prohl of Seattle is the last player I think can easily make a roster. Once again, it's going to be the Redskins. Redskins need some help, and I feel like a wide receiver role for either Ross or Prohl can solidify themselves. So those are 10 players, XFL players, that I can see easily making an NFL roster. Let me know what you guys think of how or who these players can go into. But there's also one player I truly, truly, truly want to go into the NFL because he deserved it before all the allegations for him in college that ended up being false about 5 years later, is Sean Oakman. This is a guy that could have been easily a first-round draft pick coming out of college, and it didn't work out for him because of the allegations of just truly wrongfully that pretty much tarnished his credibility, everything. It's a sad thing. It's just sad. I want Sean Oakman to flourish. He had one sack. I think it was 1.5 sack on the opening night. And nothing happened from there on out. Sean Oakman, he's a workhorse. He may not be that level where he was coming out of college, but if he can work his way there, he'd be easily. Teams should not pass up on a guy like Sean Oakman if he ever gets to that Baylor type of days. But those are my 10 players. There's also my one player I really want to get into the NFL. Let me know what you think. Please leave a like, share this, do whatever you want. Comment in the comment sections. I always respond to anybody, so ask me a question. If you want to keep the conversation going, I will keep it going with you. Have a good one. Stay safe and wash your hands.